This information was delivered to me under the seal of the confessional, Stainer said. The person who delivered it to me agreed to trust my discretion about the use I might choose to make of it, but I was told the source of the documentation in my role as a priest, and the person who gave it to me doesn't wish the identity of the source to become known.
Not even to Caleb or Charlian?
Not to anyone. Stainer's expression was somber. I think the person who delivered this to me is probably being overly cautious, Benjamin, but that isn't my decision to make. And I have to agree, given what I've been told, and what I've already seen of the documentation itself, that if the group of four should suspect, even for a moment, that we have this information, and especially how it came into our possession, the consequences for a very courageous person would be devastating. For that matter, the consequences would be fatal, and quite probably for a large number of other people as well. The Archbishop's eyes, Wave Thunder realized, were as troubled as the Baron had ever seen them. In many ways, I really ought to hand this over to Heinrich for safekeeping, I suppose, Stainer said slowly. I thought about that hard. But in the end, I decided this was an occasion where finding the best way to balance my responsibilities to the Empire and my responsibilities to God required very careful consideration. I'm not fully satisfied with the answer I've come to, but it's the best I've been able to do after praying and meditating about as hard as I've ever prayed or meditated in my life. Wave Thunder nodded slowly. Heinrich Wagner, the Bishop of Telisburg, was the second-ranking member of the Church of Carus's episcopate here in Old Carus. In fact, Wagner would be the acting Archbishop of Carus until Stainer returned. He was also a brother of Saint Journeau, which meant that, like Wave Thunder and Stainer, he knew the truth behind the lie of the Archangel Langhorne and the Church of God Awaiting. He and Stainer were very old friends, as well as colleagues and brothers of the same order, and Wave Thunder knew that Stainer trusted Wagner implicitly, both as a man and as a priest. The Baron had no doubt that it must have taken a great deal of prayer and meditation indeed, to bring the Archbishop to the point of leaving this with him and not with Wagner. Speaking as a member of the Imperial Council, and as the Archbishop of Carus, and as Caleb's and Charlian's advisor, there's absolutely no question in my mind that I should already have handed all of this information over and told you and them exactly where it came from, Benjamin, Stainer continued. But speaking as Father Michael, as a priest, I cannot violate the sanctity of the confession. I won't. The Church of God Awaiting may be a lie, but God isn't, and neither is the faith of the person who trusted me in this matter. Wave Thunder had started to open his mouth to argue. Now he closed it again, as he recognized the unyielding armor of Michael Stainer's faith and integrity. Speaking purely for himself, Benjamin Race had found he was considerably less confident of the existence of God following his discovery of the truth about the Church of God Awaiting. He wasn't comfortable admitting that, even to himself, yet there was that nagging suspicion, possibly a product of his spymaster's necessary cynicism, that if one religion could have been deliberately fabricated, then all of them might have been. He was too intellectually self-honest to deny that doubt to himself, but it didn't keep him up at night, unable to sleep either. Whether God existed or not, the Empire of Carus was still locked in a death struggle with the Group of Four, and laying itself open to charges of atheism, a word Wave Thunder had never even heard of until he gained access to Al's computer records, would only hand someone like Clinton a deadly weapon. But whatever doubts he might find himself entertaining, he knew there was no doubt at all in Michael Stainer. The Archbishop was as far removed from a fanatic as a human being could possibly be. Wave Thunder was pretty sure Stainer was aware of his own doubts, but he was even more confident that if the Archbishop was aware of them, he would never condemn the Baron for them. That simply wasn't the way Stainer worked, and Wave Thunder had found himself hoping that the god Michael Stainer believed in, the god who could produce a man like Michael Stainer, did exist. But if Stainer had given his word as a priest, then he would die before he broke it.
Which, when you come down to it, is the real difference between him and someone like Clinton, isn't it? Wave Thunder thought. Clinton believes in the church, in the power of the church, not of God, despite the fact that no one has ever shown him a scrap of evidence to cast doubt on God's existence. Michael knows the church is a lie, but his faith in God has never wavered for a moment.